Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Seven Brief Lessons on Physics by Carlo Rovelli is a compact, literary tour through some of the most transformative ideas in modern science. Written by a theoretical physicist known for work on quantum gravity, the book aims to make frontline physics feel approachable without turning it into a simplified cartoon. Rovelli does not present a step-by-step textbook. Instead, he offers a sequence of short lessons that capture how our picture of reality has changed, from Einstein's rethinking of space and time to the strange logic of quantum phenomena and the ongoing effort to unify these frameworks. The tone is reflective and human, emphasizing curiosity, intellectual humility, and the beauty of scientific discovery. Readers can expect big concepts explained through clear metaphors and carefully chosen examples, along with a sense of why these ideas matter beyond the lab. It is a slim volume designed to spark wonder and invite further exploration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, relativity and the end of absolute space and time. A central lesson is how Einstein's general relativity reshaped the basic stage on which physics plays out. Instead of treating space and time as fixed containers, relativity describes them as dynamic and intertwined. Time does not pass at the same rate for everyone, and distances are not universal givens. Gravity, in this view, is not primarily a pulling force acting at a distance, but an expression of the curvature of space-time produced by mass and energy. Rovelli highlights why this conceptual shift is profound. It replaces a static universe with one where geometry participates in physical processes. He also conveys how the theory earned its authority through explanatory power and empirical success, including predictions about light bending and the behavior of clocks and gravitational fields. The takeaway is not a catalog of equations, but an updated intuition. The world is not built on an invisible, rigid grid, and our everyday experience is a special case. This lesson sets the tone for the rest of the book by showing how physics advances when it dares to revise what seems obvious. And secondly, quantum mechanics and the reality of probabilities. Another major topic is quantum mechanics, presented as a framework that challenges classical expectations about certainty and objecthood. Rovelli emphasizes that, at very small scales, nature does not behave like tiny versions of familiar objects. Properties such as position or momentum are not always well defined in the way common sense suggests, and outcomes often must be described probabilistically. The idea is not that reality is merely unknown to us, but that the theory itself sets limits on what can be simultaneously specified. He draws attention to the role of measurement and interaction, pointing to the way quantum theory ties what can be said about a system to how it is probed. The lesson conveys both the predictive success of quantum mechanics and the interpretive puzzles it raises, including how to think about states, events, and the emergence of definite outcomes. Rovelli's approach invites readers to accept strangeness as a sign of deeper structure rather than a flaw. The result is an accessible sense of why quantum mechanics is indispensable for modern technology and why it remains philosophically unsettling. Thirdly, cosmology, the Big Bang, and a universe in motion. Rovelli also explores what contemporary physics says about the universe at the largest scales. The picture that emerges is not of a timeless cosmos, but of an evolving one, expanding and changing over billions of years. He discusses how the Big Bang model reframed cosmology as a history rather than a static arrangement, and how evidence such as galactic redshifts supports the idea of cosmic expansion. This topic illustrates how physics connects observation, theory, and inference. We cannot rerun the early universe, but we can read traces left in the sky and use them to test hypotheses. Rovelli conveys the grandeur of cosmology while keeping sight of its limits, including unanswered questions about what happened at the earliest moments and what ingredients drive large-scale behavior. He also touches on the role of unseen components often discussed in modern cosmology, pointing to how much remains mysterious even within a successful framework. The lesson encourages readers to view cosmology as a living science, where the broad outlines are known but the deepest explanations are still being built. Fourthly, particles, fields, and the architecture of matter. A further lesson addresses what matter is made of according to modern physics. Rovelli outlines how the intuitive notion of solid objects gives way to a more abstract and powerful description involving particles and fields. The everyday world appears stable, but at deeper levels it is structured by interactions among fundamental entities, governed by principles that can be expressed with remarkable precision. Rather than treating particles as tiny hard beads, modern theories often describe them as excitations of fields, with properties emerging from how these fields behave and interact. Rovelli uses this topic to show how reductionism can be fruitful without being simplistic understanding atoms, and their components illuminates chemistry and materials. Yet the behavior of complex systems cannot always be guessed from the smallest parts alone. He also conveys the elegance of unification attempts, where diverse phenomena are explained through a smaller set of underlying ideas. the lesson helps readers appreciate how physics builds a layered picture of reality, linking the tangible world to an invisible but mathematically coherent structure that has been repeatedly confirmed by experiment. Lastly, toward quantum gravity and the limits of current theories, the book culminates in the tension between relativity and quantum mechanics and the search for a framework that includes both. General relativity excels at describing gravity and space-time on large scales, while quantum theory governs the small-scale behavior of matter and radiation. Yet when extreme conditions demand both, such as near black holes or in the earliest universe, the two frameworks do not fit neatly together. Ravelli introduces the motivation for quantum gravity. Spacetime itself may have quantum properties, meaning that geometry could be granular or fluctuating at very tiny scales. He conveys that this is not an idle philosophical exercise, but a scientific necessity driven by internal inconsistencies and unanswered questions. The lesson also communicates what is exciting and challenging about frontier physics. Multiple approaches compete, evidence is hard to obtain, and progress can be conceptual rather than immediately experimental. Ravelli's broader message is about scientific openness. The most reliable theories we have may still be approximations, and the path forward requires imagination disciplined by rigor. Readers finish with a sense of physics as an unfinished map, not a closed system. In conclusion, this book suits curious non-specialists, students looking for a motivating overview, and readers who enjoy scientific ideas presented with clarity and a reflective tone. It is especially valuable for people who feel intimidated by physics textbooks, but still want contact with the real conceptual shifts that define the field. The benefits are practical and personal. It sharpens intuition about time, space, matter, and uncertainty. And it trains a reader to hold complex ideas without forcing them into everyday categories too quickly. That mindset can improve decision-making and learning in general, because it rewards careful reasoning, comfort with probability, and respect for evidence. Compared with many popular science titles that focus mainly on anecdotes or on a single sensational topic, Ravelli's advantage is compression with coherence. The book covers a wide sweep of modern physics in a small space, while preserving the sense of why each idea matters and how it connects to the next. It is worth buying as a gateway text that can be read quickly, revisited often, and used to choose deeper follow-up reading with better context and stronger questions. If you would like to support Carlo Ravelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.